With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump used the White House's 4th of July celebrations as a backdrop for signing his big, beautiful bill on Friday. He says Americans in all walks of life will benefit.
This bill will fuel massive economic growth and lift up the hardworking citizens who make this country run. The factory workers, farmers, mechanics, waiters, waitresses, police officers, firefighters, coal miners. Coal is back.
The legislation cuts taxes, trims government waste, fraud, and abuse, and increases funding for immigration enforcement. Economist Stephen Moore says he wonders what happened to the pro-growth wing of the Democrat Party.
Every single Democrat in the House and the Senate has now voted for a $4 trillion tax increase next year. I don't get the logic of that. I don't understand. Are they trying to destroy our country?
Moore, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, he says taxes would have gone up if the president's big, beautiful bill had not passed and been signed into law. It amounts to an extension of Trump tax cuts that were implemented back in 2017 during his first term. Tragedy strikes in the Texas Hill Country. Lisa Dwyer has an update for us on deadly storms that swept that part of the country.
Multiple deaths have been reported in Texas after heavy rain caused the Guadalupe River to flood the surrounding areas after as much as 10 inches of heavy rain fell overnight in Kerr County. In southern New England, there are continuing power outages and downed trees after some areas there were hit by large amounts of hail. In central New Jersey, strong thunderstorms are being blamed for at least 3 deaths, including 2 men in Plainfield who died after a tree fell on their vehicle. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Government offices, post offices, courts, and schools were all closed for the 4th of July as the stock market and banks took the day off as well. This is SRN News. A new poll compares the U.S. to the rest of the world when it comes to religion. We get the detailed findings from SRN's Michael Harrington.
About 70% of Americans say they are religiously affiliated, and that's a lot more than most other rich industrialized nations, but far behind the mostly Muslim countries. According to the Pew Research Survey, we are middle of the pack when it comes to daily prayer. We do it more than our European neighbors, but less than people in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The U.S. is near the top of the heap, though, when it comes to believing in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And also at srnnews.com, Iowa becomes the first state to remove so-called gender identity from its civil rights code under a law that took effect this week. That means transgender and non-binary residents are no longer part of a special protected class. The law also explicitly defines male and female based on biological reality that removes the ability for people to change their sex. This is SRN News. The families of two firefighters ambushed in Idaho have received some much-needed assistance.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for two firefighters killed in an ambush last Sunday near Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chiefs John Morris and Frank Harwood were fatally shot after responding to a wildfire that was started intentionally. A third firefighter was critically injured. Tunnel to Towers was started after the 9/11 terror attacks to help families of first responders who were killed in the line of duty. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Chinese government is signaling enough is enough when it comes to the fierce competition in the country's electric car market. China's industrial policy has engineered a remarkable transformation to electric vehicles. In so doing, though, it spawned far more makers than can possibly survive. Now, long simmering concerns about oversupply and debilitating price wars are coming to the fore. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.